The other interesting device was the 1132, and we looked at it a little bit this afternoon. But here was here's what was happening. 407s had been the mainline printer that IBM had. It was a tabulator. It was you may remember it. It was an accounting machine. And it was the best printer that IBM had for many years. 150 lines a minute, 120 character positions, 48 characters per print wheel. It was a print wheel type machine. But shortly before this time, in 1960, IBM introduced the 1401. And the 1401 had introduced a brand new printer, which was the 1403, 600 lines a minute. A terrific printer. Quite expensive, but a terrific printer. That, the 1401 and the, and that printer really made an impact on the tabulating business. And the 407 started coming back by the droves. And we said, is there any way that we can use those parts? Well, the 407 mechanism was very, very complex. There were literally hundreds of parts that were in the mechanism to drive those print wheels. And because of the complexity of the code on a punch card, and when I looked at it, I said, we can get rid of all of that, and we can substitute software, microcode, if you will. We can substitute microcode for what that mechanism does. And if we did that, we could get rid of all of those parts, and it would be a very, very practical, cheap thing to put together. So we did. And the only trade-off we had to make was we could not get it to run 150 lines a minute. We had to settle for 80 lines a minute with using that technique. So 80 lines a minute it was. It was a very cheap printer. We drove it by software. I wrote the software myself, interrupt driven, and I think that software still probably exists today. And so we managed to achieve a price threshold that that for its time was very unique. Now.